You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard and Jay Capron.
It is time for the Social Soundbite. 46 degrees, north winds, 5 miles per hour, as we welcome in Nick Westergaard from Brand Driven Digital. Instagram changed their algorithm. Not everybody's happy about it.
Yes, this was the news of a couple of weeks ago that it was coming, like Facebook's algorithm that we, I won't say know and love, but deal with, not everyone seeing all of our content. And that was one of the really awesome things about Instagram was that everybody still sees everything. It's not filtered. The order is chronological, what it was posted in. And we've started to see that in action. And this past week, I'm sure many of you that are on Instagram have seen posts from brands, from celebrities, pointing up and to the right, saying... Up and to the right. Turn your notifications on. There's that little kind of gray three-dot icon that gives you some more options. And one of those is to turn your push notifications on so that when someone posts something, you get a little brr on your phone. And, oh, I see that General Electric posted something new. So they are going that route, which I understand, but I also think kind of turns social media back into an interruption-based form of media. And I think a better way to think of handling this algorithm is in focusing on posting more engaging content. This isn't an algorithm meant to mess with your life and make it awful. It is meant to bring the more engaging content that more people are interacting with to the surface to increase overall interactivity on the network. So in thinking about that, focus on being more engaging. If people are commenting, liking your posts, be sure to chat with them back, mention them, see if you can get them engaged in your conversation. Find power users that are posting things. Use hashtags relevant to your industry, your community, to work on drawing other people in. And also, it's a good reminder as we think about all of this media, all of this content that we need to create, it's easy to kind of get into set it and forget it mode, to post the same visuals across all of our different forms of media. And I think we have to get back to basics with Instagram and think about where we started here and what made that content stand out more. Look for bold storytelling images, things that aren't just shots of your latest product or an event that you're holding, but things that show your product in action and showcase your happy customers as well.
Yeah, it's so easy. You take a business, we'll just throw out a jeweler, okay? And so you think about their social media. How often is their content just a picture of their latest ring or their latest product? It's just the same things over and over again. And you can kind of, as what you're saying, is like mix it up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, as opposed to just showing that ring, maybe show a happy couple that was in over the weekend shopping, something that tells a story and showcases your customers as opposed to kind of being about me, me, me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. And we're out of time. So thanks for your social soundbite, Nick. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to squeeze in?
Social Brand Forum 2016, socialbrandforum.com.
Get your tickets today. Still tickets available, right?
Absolutely, sir.
At the Englert again?
Yes, sir. At all levels, basic, full, and VIP.
I love it. All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
Nick Westergaard with Brand Driven Digital. That's your social soundbite. Weather, traffic, before we hit the top of the hour. And I'll be back with more of today's top headlines. Your snapshot coming up. Lots of things to tell you about. Mediacom adding Iman to a lawsuit in Iowa City. Also, University of Iowa planning to get their art collection back before the museum's built. The first Decora eaglet has hatched. Coralville's Mayor John Lundell confident in state help for the new arena. and a car crashed into Little Caesars in Iowa City. Details coming up. Pizza, pizza. Car, car.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.